G'day, Paul Gower.
Yeah, morning. You're talking about something that I know really well is pies. I've had a few of my time.
Well, we have Garlo's pies here on a Friday, but what's your best pie?
Mine's Dave's Cakes, which I have at my golf days. Pies are just sensational. You guys have had them at
the
golf days.
Oh, they're those little ones?
The little ones, but he makes bigger ones. There's potato pies. It's at Baulkham Hills and Carlingford, and I love them. On a cold day, how good are they?
No. See, I'm just strict. I don't like the fancy stuff. I just want a good meat pie.
So if you're driving somewhere, so I don't like the servo pies. I'll only go a servo pie if it's the last one I can get. If it's somewhere along the highway, and I think I can't drop into a pie shop somewhere. I can't go into town. I don't want to go into town. It's a bypass. I've got to stay on the highway. I'll go into a servo. But if I don't have to eat a pie from a servo, I won't.
Yeah.
Are you like that, Gowie?
No, I'm exactly like that. I just go straight into the bakeries. They're sensational. Yeah. Dave's Cakes, get into one.
They're good. They're the highlight of the golf day. Now, what about this Nate Lashley, mate? This was an amazing story. He'd lost his mum, dad and girlfriend in a plane accident.
Yeah, he did. Now, that was in 2004. It was in his last year of the college. His dad flew planes, and they flew up to watch him in the final of the NCAA with his girlfriend. On the way home, he crashed the plane. Took a couple of days to find the plane. You know, sad story for him and his sister who was younger. But the amazing story after that is how he went on with his golf. You know, it's not like this guy's 36 years of age. He got straight out of the college, got a tour card on the web.com, didn't make a check. Then went to the mini tours, then had to go all the way down to Latin America after playing these mini tours for 5 years, just, you know, not playing very well. 2017, he gets a web.com card, has a win down in South America, gets a card for 2018, only makes 9 cuts out of 18 starts. He's on a medical at the moment because he hurt his knee at the end of that year. And his first alternate, David Bregano, pulls out. He wins $1.3 million. The guy has never, ever given up. I reckon it's a fantastic story. Other than his parents, losing his parents in 2004, the guy just never gave up and just kept trying and trying, and then he won. And it was, I watched that last 9 holes, and it was, I know Tiger's win this year was probably the highlight, but I'll tell you what, this was pretty damn good.
Yeah. Mate, what about the President's Cup? We really need to try and win this, the internationals. $3 up against the United States, $1.44, and Tiger. Tiger's going to be captain and coach, and player.
Yeah, he's going to be all of it. And he said if his number doesn't make in, they've only got 6 weeks to go for all the President's Cup standings. And Phil Mickelson currently sits out of sight that. Tiger Woods had said if he doesn't make it in on his own, he'll bring Phil along, which is very interesting after the checkered past. But obviously they've kissed and made up over the years. And another interesting one, I think our only chance of winning the President's Cup, and it'll be a massive President's Cup, is to have the course nice and hard and fast at Royal Melbourne. Now, that when they won back in 97, that's how the course was, and 98, sorry. Tiger's asked for the golf course to be like that because he loves that, but I reckon his other 11 players won't like that because they're not used to those conditions. Tiger has played around the world, but majority of them, the Americans, haven't travelled that well over the years. So it'll be interesting. He's asked for the golf course to be hard and fast, and hopefully Ernie gets super hard and fast. And keep in mind, Ernie Els is the captain, and he holds the course record around there with 60.
He shot 60 around Royal Melbourne.
Yeah, only one of two people have shot 60 in this country, Terry.
I know. And it should have been 59, Gowie. That bloody phone went off.
Those were the days.
Gowie,
with Tiger, because he gets a captain's pick, doesn't he?
Yes, and he'll pick himself. He's already said that. He said, I'm going to pick myself.
Oh, right. So he'll leave Mickelson out then, won't he?
That's what I used to do in the schoolyard.
No, he won't. That's the point. He's got 4 picks. They've changed the way they pick. It's not 10 picks anymore. It's 8 picks. So he's got 4 picks from that point. And it'll be interesting. If he takes a Mickelson, he'll probably take a couple of young guys.
Yeah, so it's a big, big event. We probably should be doing the show on course down there. That'd be a nice idea. What about the 3M Open? Now, this is a really competitive PGA event, as they are every week, by the way, but you got Brooks Koepka. He's the favourite, mate, ahead of a bloke called Jason Day. So Brooks Koepka is $8. Jason Day, $11. Call now to take on Gowie for the $50 Drummer golf voucher, by the way. Call right now on 13 53 53. Your pick's just got to finish in front of the man that Paul Gow's about to nominate.
Yeah, this is a new event. This is a 3M Open at the TPC Twin Cities. Take a look on Fox Sports this week. This golf course is magnificent. It has been redeveloped, and Tom Lehman, who's playing in the field this week, he redid it, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, big field this week. Actually, Phil's in, and that Nat Lashley, he's actually playing with Phil, so that'll be interesting, without a doubt. I like Patrick Reed this week. I thought
you didn't like him.
Oh, no one likes him. No one likes him. I don't think his caddy even likes him, but he pays him a good check. But the guy can play. The fact is, it's a bit like Phil. They can play really well, and I don't mind to have a bet. And I think this guy's playing his way into form. He hasn't been good at the beginning of the year. He's worked pretty hard to get to this point. He doesn't like not to be in the limelight. I like him, and a long shot is Yaku Neiman, who's had a top five the last 2 weeks, and young guy out of South America. This is his third year on tour, and he's coming good.
Right, so he's paying $21. He's fifth on the line of betting. Brooks Koepka is obviously the favourite at $8. Contestant to take on...
Michael.
Michael, how are you, mate?
Good, guys. How are you today?
Yeah, going very well, thank you, mate. Who do you like in this tournament?
Jason Day, please, fellas.
Jason Day. Well, he's second favourite at $11. So
yeah, I think with the new caddy, we'll give him a shake-up.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Steve Williams still on the bag there, Gowie?
Yeah, I don't think he is this week. I think he's only taken majors. He might be. I haven't read anything this week, and actually I haven't called any of the other caddies at the golf course this week to get any good mail. So I don't think he is, but... when he was caddying for Adam Scott, he mainly caddied on the majors and around the big events. So he could be. Who knows? I think it'll be great if he could stay on the bag. And I'm with you, Michael. I like Jason Day this week. He's playing his way into form. I don't know if it's this week, but geez, he played good for a top 10 2 weeks ago. He had last week off. So hopefully in the week off, he went and worked back in Ohio where he lives.
So obviously he'll be your best Aussie then. What about a roughie?
Yeah, I'm going with... Joachim Neiman, the young kid. I don't know what price he'll be at, but he's played good the last 2 weeks. He's at
$29 bucks, Gowie.
Yeah, 29. I know it's not way out there, but he's had two top fives, and you've got to go with players in form. And this golf course is a really it's a different golf course that they've all played, so no one's really got the edge around here, other than Tom Lehman, who built the golf course.
Yeah, is he into golf course design, Gowie? He's a strange sort of bloke to have designing.
I think they all are. If someone comes and asks gives them $500,000, I think they'll take it. I think he'll take it. They're talking about Tom Lehman as a British Open champion. The Open Championships is only 3 weeks away at Royal Portrush. I've had an early bet on Mark Leishman on that one. There's plenty to look at, but I reckon Lou Oosthuizen and Mark Leishman early in the piece.
Good on you, mate.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you love Fleetwood,
I love Fleetwood Mac.
He's a legend.
Is he a chance of winning?
Oh, absolutely. He's one of the best flighters of a golf ball you'll ever see. It's just a matter of if it's his time, because I know that he can handle the big stage. It's just a matter of time for him.
Yeah. Come on, Tommy.
That album, Rumours, that's just coming out in June now. I think it's about to hit number one with Laurie. Good on you, Gowie.
Some of my best work, the Rumours.
I've got to tell you, it was a good album.
Oh, how good.